Hello, listeners, and welcome to my second podcast during this cardiac rehabilitation walk. So what happens is to get a rehabilitation for my heart and a rehabilitation to my explanation style, I'm actually recording a podcast as I go. Now, this issue I'm not going to go too deeply into. It's to do with a teaching view, to do with the teaching of basic teaching, introductory teaching of chemistry. And something which is taught, which is not exactly correct, and quite frankly it's wrong, but sort of what the implications of that, not so much the fact that it's wrong, but the implications of the people who are pushing it forward is wrong, not seeing the significance of something which is incorrect. So the basics of chemistry is to understand an atom, and if you imagine a nucleus as the commander of an atom, the way that it commands its electrons is at inspection, and this is absolutely true, how those electrons line up as servants to that nucleus, the positive nucleus. And so electrons on the edge who have got split loyalty can actually leave the atom and make it into an ion, leave it charged, or other electrons can actually come and board with the atom and create a negatively charged atom, or two atoms can get together and share those electrons which are further away or less strongly bound to the atom. Now, this overall idea, the link into that is something called the electron configuration, a series of several numbers, up to seven numbers in actual fact, which tell you how the electrons are stored, or whether they're stored closely to an atom, or the number of electrons who are stored very far away, at the final numbers out there. So the final chessboard, if you'd like, of electrons. So this series of up to seven numbers, usually at school, four is the maximum numbers, is called the electron configuration. And initially from 1917, a diagram was drawn of an atom, which proved out to be incorrect, but it was an excellent teaching diagram, showing up to seven concentric circles. At school, the limit is four concentric circles. And you say that electrons exist in these concentric circles. Now, this group of numbers is called the electron configuration. And what is true is that for the first 20 elements, they fill up to a maximum of two in the first shell. Two is the greatest number for the first number, eight for the next, and two for the next. And this is called the electron configuration. And this tells you very much about the personality of an atom. So the number of electrons equals the actual number of protons inside the nucleus. The protons are positively charged, the electrons are negatively charged. The two are equal, the number of protons and the number of electrons are equal if the atom is at a rest state, that is, has neither a negative or positive charge, but a balanced charge. Now, the point comes out here is that the view is that if you extend the simplistic understanding, you come with an answer which is consistent with the simplistic understanding, but is no longer realistic or true. And that is that the electron configuration going beyond this, the first 20, which is 2 plus 8 plus 8 plus 2, if you go beyond that, it goes to 8, and wait for it, 8, and for the fourth one is 18. And now there's a whole lot of science and education that you have after first year university, which would tell you that this is not true, and there's a reasoning for why it doesn't. The electrons don't pile up in that next orbital. This is the fourth number. They pile up in the third number before advancing. There's a whole heap of science for that, and eventually, in another podcast, I'll get into describing this in detail. So I've had to look at this, the student's initial understanding, the extension work, and really a third layer, which is the actual realistic layer, the actual layer bound by science, quantum mechanics, and advanced science. And there's certainly true that you can't expect a student walking into a classroom to suddenly engage in the advanced science. You need some sort of intermediate pathway. And that intermediate pathway, of course, is education. It's just, does that pathway lead to further understanding, or does it lead to a dependency on ever more esoteric rules that people dream up? So do they get access to this difficult-to-access understanding which allows them to progress in future, or do you just give them more rules that they have to learn, rote learn? And I'm afraid that's what I feel is happening. There's two things. We're developing dependency on rules and a poor understanding of what's going on. And I don't want to go into the actual how you arrive at the correct answer. I just want to analyze very quickly here what's going on. So there's sort of three grades of understanding. Sort of the very first lesson understanding, or the understanding that you bring as you walk in the door. And that understanding often relies on key cultural information. I have to stop now. Key cultural information that the student brings in. So in terms of atoms, most students are bombarded with the atom symbol. It's the symbol of the CSIRO education symbol. It's the symbol used often to display nuclear reactors. It's a symbol on the nuclear reactor in The Simpsons. So people have a general instant ability to learn this because they've seen it before. And so that's your sort of first level understanding. And this is the job of schools to actually extend that and then embed some level of science to it. And so if you imagine this is a sort of floating up in the sky, the job of schools is to actually create a ladder which students can climb down and actually get a bit closer to the truth. In the same time, there's an interest in making sure that you can actually test that they've actually gone down the ladder correctly. So what often happens is that the cultural icon is morphed, is changed a little by little. So rather than those little ellipses, the electrons going in an ellipse, that's just morphed to a circle, and a little bit more information is added, and people test upon that. Now, the real issue is that you can leave that and actually start looking at explanations in a different way. So the explanations at school are very much creating a linear link between the common knowledge in the past and a school understanding. Now, there's a sort of third bottom layer, which is, I suppose, on the ground, where your explanations actually reach a new power because they link across fields and they're sort of testable by is it right or is it wrong. And it's that third layer of professional explanations which doesn't really seem to be intersecting with school explanations, because school explanations are very much about this ladder of understanding, which you can police and understand, which goes from that primary layer of that first cultural explanation that everyone innately knows from their culture, and then becomes a world within itself, a self-referential school culture for explanations. Now, there is this big leap down to, I suppose, the real world or proper, robust scientific explanations, which, of course, link across, because they are robust, what you learn at this third ground layer links across into other disciplines. So you suddenly start being able to explain a whole heap of other phenomenons which are inaccessible with the school grade ladder explanation. So I think there's a problem here, which is the school. So you've got the primary explanation, the school grade explanation, which is primarily focused on linking to that first step. It's a really great first step. But then there's a lack of understanding that there is, after that first step, a second step to more advanced science. And if you've taken that and other people haven't, there's this communication gap. People cannot see, well, what is the problem with teaching students something incorrect like the 2, 8, 8, 18 if it works within that ladder environment. And because you're actually closed in that environment, it's impossible to actually have that necessary conversation to move forward. So although we're focusing on explanations, there may actually be a more philosophical problem of an explanation culture clash between advanced science and where schools have sort of passed themselves off with this explanation serves the purpose of what we want to do is keep them on this ladder, and the ability to actually see how that conflicts never arises because you never go that direction. So I hope I've made this podcast clear. Thanks for listening.